Mostly, they sing. In little, poorly lit coffee shops, which tinkle in the mind on campus, on picket lines circling our minds, and later, in jail. On every second street of every city in the world, and in every tenement there ever was, a part of someone's life is being put on a clean sheet of paper. And mostly they sing. And though the song stops and momentarily dies, its meaning goes on. So mostly they sing. If you were ever seven, and if you ever played marbles, you might remember that two kinds of marbles were the prized possession of every player. Pures and steelies. Steelies for their hard shine, amazing with their heavy importance, notwithstanding their small size. And pures for their agate brilliance and clarity. They were visions of change. So with people, so with their ideas, and so with their songs. And mostly they sing. And though the song stops, momentarily dies, its meaning goes on. So mostly they sing. There's nothing fragile nor precious about these songs. They demand listening to. You can't merely hum them, for you may hum pretty, but not beauty. Not when beauty overcomes and undoes you and alters your view of your world. They constantly say, free and care. What they want is to be free enough to care, because they care enough to be free. And mostly they sing. And though the song stops and momentarily dies, its meaning goes on. So mostly they sing.